On today's show, GM pretty much abandons Russia, Kia teases the all-new Optima, and we take a ride in the new Focus ST on the roads of Switzerland. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 19th of 2015. A few days ago, we told you about how sales are cratering in Russia and that a number of automakers have suspended production in the country. Now General Motors is making major changes to its operations there. The company announced that Opel is leaving the market by the end of the year and that only U.S.-built Chevys like the Camaro, Corvette, and Tahoe will continue to be sold in Russia. The company will mainly focus on selling Cadillacs there. GM also announced that it's idling its St. Petersburg plant and ending its assembly partnership with GAZ. Its joint venture with AutoVAZ will continue. Russia was a promising market just a few years ago, but as we said, it'll be lucky to get back to its previous levels by the end of the decade. The New York Auto Show is shaping up to have some pretty significant reveals. Kia released these sketches of the all-new Optima, and it looks like it's taking a big step on the evolutionary design front, and I, for one, really like it. And Scion will have a pair of debuts as well. We'll get to see a more toned-down, production-ready version of the iM and a newly announced iA sedan. It seems that Toyota is letting Scion fill the gaps left by the Matrix and Yaris four-door. The only question is that gap large enough to revive the brand. We'll get back to the news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
BMW is using some of the knowledge that it gained from the iBrand models and will be introducing a plug-in hybrid version of the all-wheel drive X5 SUV. Under the hood is a 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder gasoline engine with an electric motor that's mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. Combined, they produce over 300 horsepower and 330 pound-feet of torque, which is enough to get the plug-in to 60 miles per hour in 6.5 seconds, while still achieving a USA estimated 55 mpge. The 2016 plug-in X5 arrives in U.S. showrooms this fall. But based on sales of electrified vehicles so far this year in the U.S., BMW shouldn't expect to sell too many examples. Pure EVs are still driving the segment, with sales up 38%. But as a whole, they're down 8.5% once you factor in hybrids and plug-ins. And this is all while the overall industry is on a rise. We kind of wondered why plug-ins were down so much, and found that price may be playing a large factor in the drastic decline. For example, a Ford C-Max Energy is over $7,500 more than its hybrid counterpart. A Fusion Energy is $8,700 more. Honda's Accord plug-in tops its hybrid by nearly $10,500. And perhaps worst of all is the Porsche Cayenne at over $16,500 more. At markups like these, it's easy to see why they don't sell too well. And now $4,000 to $5,000 more for a diesel doesn't sound so bad. But as we've pointed out, all automakers have to make these kinds of vehicles so they can get their ZEV credits. And make sure you tune in to today's Autoline After Hours. Our special guest is Scott Smith, the program manager for the New Edge. So join us today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv, for some of the best insider discussions in the industry. And coming up next, a look at how Ford tinkered with the Focus ST to make it even better.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
The Ford Motor Company recently created a new entity that they're calling Ford Performance. It's an umbrella organization that oversees all of the company's global performance car development and its global racing activities. One of the cool things coming out of this effort is they're now taking a one Ford approach with their performance vehicles, meaning they're going to be sold globally, not just in one geographic area. I'm standing next to the first refresh they've done of the Focus ST, which was recently shown to the European media. I've got it because I've been invited to take this thing up into the mountains of Switzerland to see what it can do. Of course, my evaluation of the car was somewhat restricted because we were driving on public roads with traffic. And because we were driving in the mountains of Switzerland, this car was equipped with snow tires. Even so, I got enough time behind the wheel to get a good impression. But first, a quick review, because this is the latest spec version of the Focus ST, and there are some slight changes. The front structure of the car was beefed up with thicker brackets in the engine bay. It also gets new front springs and stiffer bushings on the lower front arms. Ford wanted to make the ST more neutral because it felt the car could get a little tail happy in certain situations. And to go along with those changes, it recalibrated the electric power steering for faster turn-in. The rear end still features that big spoiler that stretches across the car, as well as a somewhat more pronounced diffuser, and of course, those centered exhaust outlets. 19-inch wheels and tires are now available, as are slightly bigger brake rotors, 15 millimeters bigger than before. Inside are some slight changes, including a flat-bottom steering wheel, but the Recaro seats, the ST pedals, and gauges on top of the instrument panel are pretty much the same as before. The engine is too. That same 2-liter EcoBoost that puts out 252 horsepower. Ford claims the ST will accelerate from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 6.5 seconds. The ST is a blast to drive, but surprisingly, it exhibited torque steer under full throttle acceleration. Was that due to driving on snow tires? I sure hope so, because I thought Ford's vaunted Revo knuckle was supposed to eliminate torque steer. I can't wait to get a chance to truly push this car to its limits on regular tires and where I don't have to worry about traffic. But it's great to see that Ford is still tinkering with the Focus ST, making it even better and not waiting for a model change to make these improvements.
Even though the One Ford strategy is to offer the same products in every market in the world, in Europe, Ford offers a station wagon Focus ST, and it offers a diesel engine with nearly 300 pound-feet of torque. Sadly, those will not be offered in the U.S. market, even though the diesel engine now accounts for 40% of all Focus ST sales. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.